everyone, and welcome to episode 272 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, I'm going to fill you in on what this show's like. It's like Father's Day. You know, you wake up and you smell the breakfast. Wait, no, you don't, because you're the first one up. So then you wait. Then you wait some more. You keep waiting. And then finally, everyone gets up. And then you smell that wonderful breakfast just being made just for you, because it's Father's Day. There's eggs, there's bacon, sausage, gravy over biscuits, and chocolate milk. That's spoiled. 5 days past the expiration date. Yep. And then one of your best friends shares a photo of his new Nintendo Switch while you're looking down at your chips and gift card to Chili's. Like, what the fuck? I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who get just pretty much get whatever they want.
Oh, fuck off.
Sorry, hold on. I'm playing Zelda.
The story is somewhat true then.
No, hold on. I'm playing Mario.
It doesn't switch that fast, you fuck.
I was playing Mario earlier. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm running around in the desert. Hold on. This is very important.
Oh, my God.
This is very important.
I don't know how important this is. Say your damn name so we can get this going.
Oh, I'm Doug. I'm playing Mario. It's me, a Doug, yo.
I'm Kevin.
I don't know if you guys caught that.
I'm in it now. I can't. Guys, we're going to stop the show.
I don't know if you guys caught that, but I was served spoiled milk for Father's Day in the morning. So I'm sitting there eating my breakfast.
Your wife really knows how to kill you.
And, well, not this time, really, if he's still here.
This time it wasn't the wife.
Oh, it was Colin.
No. We flew out Ashley's mom for the weekend. For her birthday. Ashley's mom made me breakfast in the morning. And she was like, oh, you want some milk? How about some chocolate milk? I was like, yeah. And so I take two giant gulps, like giant gulps. And I went, oh, so what is, maybe there's too much chocolate in here. And I say, is there something, because you just asked me before if I wanted a hot chocolate. Did you use hot chocolate mix in the milk? She's like, no, I just put regular chocolate. So like an idiot, I take two more sips and go, yeah, something's wrong. Something's very wrong here. And I get up and I walk over to the kitchen, open up that door to the fridge, and I look at, we had two milks. We bought a new one, and for some goddamn reason, we didn't throw the old one out. It's still sitting in the fridge 5 days past the expiration date. Shit was spoiled. I don't know if it was caused by the milk. I literally had the runs all morning long.
Oh, most definitely caused by the milk.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. So that's how I started my day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Doug got a Switch.
Yep. Sure did.
What though? He had to go through the trouble of waiting all day for it, okay?
Oh, boo-hoo! How come she didn't go to the store?
I didn't have the runs. Huh?
How come she didn't go to the store?
I don't know. Because she wasn't thinking, I guess. Because it was on my Amazon wish list. So she had... Because I put a lot of the things I want on my Amazon wish list. So she has an idea of what to get me. And so normally she asks her brother to order it. That way it doesn't show up that it's been ordered and I don't get emails and notifications and on tracking and stuff.
Right.
So she had Tanner order it and send it. And so I guess he didn't choose same day shipping. He chose the free 2 day shipping or whatever.
Cheap ass.
And either way, it's still free. Right. And it showed up Sunday evening instead of her going to, even later, she was like, I don't know why I didn't just go to Target. I was at Target on Friday. I could have just
got it
while I was there.
So funny.
She wasn't thinking.
And then you got Zelda, and then you got what? Mario with it?
No, I didn't get those with it. I picked those up myself.
You pick those up, and then are you planning on getting anything else? Or are you going to play through those two before you do
I'm
going to
play
else?
Through those two first.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want
to overload. I'm probably going to stream Zelda, because it'll be fun to stream. And then Mario will probably just play whenever.
Yeah. How's Mario? No.
It's all right. It's fun. It's a... I don't know.
Do you it's find yourself... Do you find yourself, like... Since you're an adult now, and Mario was fun with, you know, as you're a kid, but are you wanting more objective-based gameplay out of it, like, or more storyline, or is it just like, it's just whatever to pick up and play?
Yeah, I would say that I am probably expecting a little more objective stuff. Yeah, for sure. Like, more quest-based stuff, because especially how big the worlds are and stuff now, and, like, you have to go collect these, like, moon pieces and whatnot, but I wish there was, like, there's like NPCs roaming around, and I wish that they would give me like a quest. I keep going up to every single one of them and hitting to talk, and they're just like, oh my god, Bowser is a fucking idiot. Oh, he ruined our land. Okay. Yeah,
there are ones that'll be like, I'm missing something. Can you get it? Or whatever. And then,
oh, I haven't had any of those.
Dude. You'll run into those. How many worlds are you in?
I just got to the sand temple.
Oh, yeah. This is where it starts getting.
Okay. Deeper. But again, like, you know, it's a huge world, and it's like, do I have to get access to stuff before I can get some of these things? Because I spent like 2 hours in the first, in that first world, the where the dinosaur is, and like there's 25 of those moon pieces, and I have 15 of them, and I'm like, where the fuck are the rest? Like, what am I missing? And like, I came across like a giant like metal box, and it's like, I can't do anything with this. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, you can come back to stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if there's like an ability or something I'm missing right now that I'll get later.
Yeah.
Sort of things.
I mean, all in all, there's like a set number of moons that you have to collect to exit the level, like to go to the next world. But then there's a ton more in the levels that you find, especially after you finish the game initially. They let you go back and go after other ones. And now that you have these new abilities and suits and stuff, then you can start hunting. Kind of like how the Lego games were. Remember, there's certain parts of the Lego games that you could
not. No, for sure. Absolutely. And I kind of figured maybe it was like that, but I wasn't entirely sure. And I remember, I think Ed said something about like how when he finished the game, he was like, oh shit, I can go back through and I can get some of those things that I wasn't able to before.
Yeah.
But do you want to?
Right. I don't know.
I think that's the...
The completionist in me wants to, but I also wish there was a way to better tally how many there are. Like, you have to go to your map, and then you have to look up, like, there's a thing for
like a checklist.
Like a checklist sort of thing. Yeah. And it's like, I wish there's a better way of doing this than what there is currently.
Now, since you got one on the next birthday or Christmas or whatnot, are you required now to get your wife one?
I'm not required, no, but
Wants one, right?
She does want one, but we'll see.
If she's good enough.
Yeah. Well, what I mean, like, is just, I mean, she hasn't really played on this one a lot, so I'm sure she'll have time while I'm not here to probably play through some stuff. So I'm sure once she gets her hands on it and plays around, we'll see if she actually wants one or not. I know she wants to play Donkey Kong. She loves Donkey Kong. And she plays the Donkey Kong Country or whatever it is on the classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the classic. And she's beaten it like 8 times.
Oh, good lord. Right up her alley.
Yeah, and I know she'll want this one. So, and then also makes me kind of want to get the Mario Rabbids Kingdom or whatever because of the new Donkey Kong stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so, like, if you like XCOM, that game is right up your alley. It's like a cutesy XCOM and much more forgivable.
Are you a fan of the what's he gonna say, of the Mario Party games? Are you gonna get those or Mario Tennis or anything?
I don't know. Like, I. Since I only have the one, I mean, Jared, you have a Switch, right? Okay.
I haven't really turned it on
stuff?
For a long time. What?
Yeah. Have you done any of the multiplayer stuff?
Yes.
I just have a question. Like,
yes, I have.
Is the plus thing I know is for, like, that's no way that's a D-pad, right?
Yes, it is.
Like, how the fuck do you do anything on a D-pad that tiny?
It's surprising. Once you put those black bars, once you slide them on and you can hit those shoulder buttons, even with these giant paws, I still was able to play games. Even, I mean, it's not comfortable, right? It's not like perfect. But if you're on the go and you're like challenging a friend to a game, I mean, I played a racing game on it. And I played a couple other things on it with friends at work and stuff. And it worked just fine.
Okay. That was kind of my question.
Just to get this, just a clarification, you meant the plus sign, not like the start sign, but like just the button placement?
No, there's a little plus sign on the top corner. It looks like it's almost like a D-pad. Pretty tiny.
Yeah, that's got me having to look.
Oh, no, no, no. No, that's a start button. Yeah, that's
what I thought. Button. I was just wondering, sure, because it's like, cause, yeah, I got the, you know, the minus on the...
No, it's just the thumb. No, the thumb ones are the D-pad. Sorry.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it's just, I was looking at it and I was like, when I had it in, because, you know, they come not connected to the Switch. And I was just like, okay, so this is how you do the multiplayer stuff. And I was like, please don't tell me that's supposed to be like a little D-pad. No. There isn't one on the other side. I was like, good God, that's so tiny.
No, no.
Like, I could do it with like the very edge of my finger. But I was like, oh my God, I'd fucking kill myself.
You just turn
good
those.
Good luck, America, with your big hands.
You just turn your, the controller sideways and each one of those thumb pads are the.
I will say this. So I've been using it, you know, it comes with that other little controller that like you snap the two on that kind of as like an actual controller, and that's what I was playing Mario with earlier, but they really really want you to play with them separate, like the each one in each hand, because they want you to do like to throw the hat to like, you know, flick your wrist and stuff, and then like to spin, like you flick it to the side and stuff, which is fine, but I'm like, I'm not playing that way right now. I don't feel like playing that way right now, so how the fuck do I play this without doing that? You have to like figure out how to do the joysticks and stuff to, not necessarily to throw the hat. That's just pressing like Y, but to do this, the spinny move where you spin and the hat spins around you and you can like hit people that are surrounding you. Yeah. They want you to like flick your wrist to the side, like in a circle, but like, there you're like spinning the joystick while like throwing it. So you're spinning, but it's just, why is it so difficult?
Oh, do you have any Amiibos by chance?
I don't.
Okay, just because I know, I mean, they even look good as collectibles, but if you have any Amiibos, they work in Super Mario Odyssey. They give you, like, in-game items. Same with Zelda, actually.
Yeah.
let's actually get into the show.
Oh, we're doing a show tonight?
Yeah.
We're not talking about E3 still?
No.
I made a list of all my favorite games from E3.
You can save those until the end of the year.
It's like 40 games long. Oh, by then, those games will be out.
Yep, and then you can just review them and put them in a top five. How easy. If you like what you hear so far, if you've never listened to us before, it's a good little preview of what you get. You can always subscribe to us on Audio Boom. We love them. They're pretty much our parent, where they're little kids running around trying to do dumb stuff, and they keep telling us no. Actually, no, they just let us keep doing it. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course, every Monday night we record live on Twitch, where you can interact with us. Not tonight, though, because we're having some internet issues, so we apologize to anybody who planned on catching the show. So, if you can't make it to a live show and you're like, I'm not on social media, well, you can just hop onto Discord as well. You can jump into there and join in on a thriving community where they all talk about things and stuff and how your day's going. We got a lot going on in there. The Discord is full of people who love video games, want to organize some gaming time. If you want to lose weight, we got people doing some weight loss challenge stuff right now. A lot of motivational stuff happening in those channels. We got an art section where you can draw and show off your work. I mean, we pretty much have everything that you could want. And also, we just started our community events. It's in the second week, and we're using Discord to do all of that. This week, we're going to be playing Fortnite and golf with friends. So be sure to, of course, join in on the fun. Download Discord so you can find out all the details for all of that stuff. Make sure you do that. Of course, we want to pimp out our other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Trap, Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts. I was going to say the other one because I'm so used to saying it, but it's gone now.
And garbage. Oh, no.
Too soon.
Oh. Garbage lead. Oh. This is supposed to be Legends.
Garbage Rip. Legends. Oh. Legend. Garbage of the. So if you like this show, you're bound to like something else. If you don't like this show, give one of those shows a shot because, you know, it's good shit. And also, we want to hit up, you know, our Patreon, you know, because that's the way that this show comes to you each and every week. You guys help pay for the bandwidth. You pay for software. You pay for equipment. You pay for the website. You guys, everything that you do, everything you put into the show, it goes right back into the show. We spend it right on it. And that way we can make it better. We're sending the boys up. Well, we're not sending, but because they helped out with the cost as well. But we're trying to get some new artwork for some of the shows. We're doing some postcards and things like that. And so all of your money that you donate goes right back into it. And we thank you so much for all the help and all the dedication throughout the months and years. And we have some people who've been a Patreon user since the beginning. And we thank you for that. We love you for it. And we want to continue to provide a lot of great content for you. So if you do decide to contribute, as little as $5 a month will get you some extra content. You'll get a pre-show, post-show, and a whole bunch more. So be sure to head over to Patreon. If you need any of the links, you can check the website www.the8bitgeek.com. Okay, all the links for Discord and Patreon and the other shows, everything is there. Okay, so go do that. You guys want to jump into misconnections? You want to have some fun?
Sure. I've been waiting for this all my life.
All right, let's do some misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Do you guys feel a little empty without an audience? Feels,
yes.
It feels weird, right?
Yeah.
So alone.
I'm like, oh, thank you for the follow. Your name here, thanks so much for those bits and that $1,000 donation. Wow, you're coming in strong tonight. Super appreciate it.
We miss all your wonderful canter. Man. Thank
you. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Sean, what do you got? And is it
absolutely nothing.
And is it gone?
I have no reason for living without an audience.
Oh.
That made it put a damper on things.
I wasn't even in the last recording session of Shotgun. Everyone forgot about me.
Wait, yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You were, nobody? You really?
Yeah.
No, you were bowing.
No. No. Wasn't me.
Oh, it must have been someone else named PN15. Well, what do you got this week?
This week goes out to Marissa.
What?
Marissa!
Okay, there you are.
This one goes out to Marissa!
Goddamn.
Male for women. Man for woman. Marissa, you go by that name. Not sure of your last name, though. The O. T-H-O-H. It either starts with a Q. A H. You are one hot, sexy young lady I want to get to know real well.
What the fuck is going on?
Even though you are younger and I am older, age makes no diff. I can still work proper just fine.
What?
I'd love to show you what I mean. To prove I am real, you just got out of Kimberly Center schooling last year.
Oh, my God.
Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. This is getting real bad, Sean.
He's been smoking. Disbelief.
You wear glasses, stand about 5'4 or 5'5. Just got you a car, work at old folks care center, live part-time at home, part-time somewhere else. You look totally hot when you wear your cowboy boots.
Oh my God.
Partly aqua color. Love to see you, Adam.
Oh.
I'd like to get to know you real well ASAP.
Oh, God.
I really want to for sure. That's the first time I spelled two this entire fucking time. It's just been a T every other time. Let's get together. If you see this, please respond.
He's so loud.
I can / will meet you at a disclosed eating place. Only us two know where. Public, of course. And let's go from there. I know a lot of places we could go. Together alone. Just us.
Oh, God.
I can't wait. Burger King, oh, Wes and Kim.
I was not ready for that.
Across the mall. About 1:30 p.m. Saturday. Oh. Please be there. I would like to know if we can start a fire within both of us.
With oh no.
Yours truly. John Pettis!
Oh God.
Oh God.
I wasn't ready for any of that.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was good this week, Sean.
Thank you.
I need to open a window. It got hot in here.
No, don't do it.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, God.
Oh, what's up, Marky?
Hey, what's going on, my friend from the end?
Hey, remember that time that you made PN15 kneel for like 18 hours and totally forgot about him?
Yeah, and then when he got back up, it was all...
Spoilers. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, it was real cool, okay? Hey, I want to hit you with something, okay? Something happened. No. Hey, what's up, Kev?
Hi, Marky.
Hey, how's your bald head doing, you little baby boy?
Yeah, it's been better, but, you know, it's doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, I just want to wax it. Wax on, wax off, Mr. Miyagi.
He's dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
I gotta go.
Let me bring this back up, okay? I want to bring this up to the girl throwing up from a cab, okay? Male for woman. You were discharging a Thanksgiving Day feast worth of vitals and booze onto the pavement of Market, where I cheered you on from the car behind yours, okay? You played your part perfectly, encumbering the city with fresh minted aromas of regurgitated cranberry sauce and vodka. I played mine equally grace, you know what I'm saying? Impregnating the vacant air with the glamorous hooting of a drunkard. It was a moment we shared and that we always will have, okay? That can never take anything away from us. Please don't ever change. Your boy, Maki. Hello?
Yeah. Kevin went somewhere, so I kind of took his place. What's up, Maki?
Hey, what's up, Vivi?
Vivi? No, VJ, baby.
Yeah, your middle name.
Oh, Velvet.
Vivian.
Vivian Jones. Jones.
It was really weird when Prince of Bel-Air was on TV. So,
hey, what's going on, man? Listen, I'd love to stay and talk, okay? But I got to go catch a plane.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye.
Well, all right. Well, my eyes are a little watery this week. And that is because you pepper sprayed me in Publix parking lot.
Is that a store or is that just in the public parking lot?
Publix is a grocery store in like Florida and stuff.
I see.
For the longest time, I'd call it Publix. But, you know, somebody put me on the right path.
Was it before the marketing campaign that turned it into Publix? Or they start serving hamburgers? How'd you go from a B to a P?
Publix? I just didn't see that. I thought the L was like just the uppercase I. So I thought it was like Publix.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah, you go ahead.
So, by the way, you pepper sprayed me, and not you, Jeremy. But this is downtown St. Petersburg. The date is 2010.
Will you stop reading the goddamn dates? We don't need that info.
All right. Reply to this post. Okay. You were getting in your car with your groceries. Me, I'm the heavyset guy who came up behind you to invite you to our local meeting of the Mr. Potato Head Collector Society.
What?
I'm the assistant vice treasurer, by the way.
Well, you deserve to get fucking pepper sprayed. What kind of invite is that to a stranger?
That is very honorable in the circles that I hang out with. Trust me, if you were in with Mr. Potato, you were in.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
No.
Well, check this out. You cracked my shin with your high heels and pepper sprayed me. My ostomy bag.
Oh, no.
Sprayed all over your new dress. You are being coy by calling me a brainless fucking idiot. Now, something sparked, and I can't wait to see you again. I've been collecting aluminum cans, and maybe we can go in your Jaguar to a nice restaurant on the beach, and who knows? I'm going to be waiting for you, girl. Velvet Jones. Location, downtown St. Petersburg.
Oh, my God.
It's not okay to contact us with posters, services, or other community interests. Conversations.
There it is.
God damn.
It's a long pause, man. All right.
You shiver with anticipation. Patient.
God damn.
Let me count that out.
Yeah.
That's a good 5 seconds. All right, so this week in the top box office with Juggernaut comes out swinging with Incredibles 2. Pixar making $182 million on this one in week one. It puts it at the highest grossing ever for an animated film.
Awesome.
It only took them 14 fucking years to make it.
Yeah, man. Like, this was a company that was dead set on not making sequels. And then they started making sequels.
Yeah. And I feel like we can make money from this.
I saw a post that was like, it took them 14 years to make a fucking sequels, a sequel to like one of their best movies. And yet we've gotten 3 Cars movies that no one fucking asked for.
Very true. God.
Like in that time.
Yeah. But Cars Land is pretty dope at Disney.
No.
Excuse me?
No.
You've been?
No.
Then shut your fucking face. Listen,
it has John Lasseter written all over it, so it's just full of awkward hugs and handshakes that linger way too long.
Well, joke's on you, because cars don't have arms and hands.
Tell that to the Transformers.
Ocean's 8 makes $19 million for a total of $78 million, and Tag came out, and I really thought that Tag was going to be something special. That shit only grossed $14.9 million.
What is it? I don't even know what the hell that is.
Oh my God, it's a comedy, and it's about these best friends who've been playing a game of tag for over 30 years.
Oh, okay.
Based
yeah
on a true that story. And it's got a great cast, and it looks funny, but I don't know if it
got
is
rated funny.
Okay, that's good.
At least it,
right, it wasn't enough publicity, because I didn't hear about it.
Fuck, man. It was everywhere. I couldn't go to a movie, or I couldn't watch TV without it being played. I thought it was advertised really well. It's got a 7.1 rating on IMDb.
That's not bad. Not bad for a comedy.
Ooh, Metascore, though, is a 57.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. What's Rotten Tomatoes? Rotten Tomatoes, get it, go.
I don't know. It doesn't have the. It doesn't aggregate that number for some reason. They don't have. They didn't buy that stat. IMDb was like, nah, Rotten Tomatoes, too much money.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm opening it up on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Boo, 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 boo. Boo. 56 over there.
Boo, boo, boo. Hmm. Okay.
But that's the tomato meter, but the audience score is at 72% liked it. Yeah. So.
I wouldn't mind going to see it. I may go see it. But I definitely want to go see Incredibles 2.
Yeah, same. I had tickets to go see it on Thursday, but what happened? I bailed.
Why'd you bail? Tell everyone.
I just didn't care enough to go. I've had very busy weeks at work. And so like Thursday, I was just super tired, and I was like, I just don't feel like going to a movie, and this is one I feel like I can skip, because this week is Jurassic World, and I ain't skipping that shit for nobody.
Nope. I'm going. I don't care how. Listen, I'm going to be real honest. If my kid has a bad week, I'm still taking him to go see this movie. That's how much I'm not going to miss out.
So he doesn't hear it across the room.
Yeah. Shh, Colin, shut down. Sit.
Sit.
Sit. All right, let's get into some news.
Yeah.
So Apple has went ahead and signed a deal with Oprah, and it's a big deal. She gets to create a whole bunch of stuff, original content for Apple.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big deal in Hollywood. Because everybody has tried to get Oprah. She has her own network.
She's got her own network.
Get it? Yeah. Own. But this one, I don't know, man. I question, is she well? Fuck yeah, she's still relevant. Like, because how big her speech was when she went, or she was at the Oscars
for the Me Too.
Yeah, for the Me Too movement. Everybody was calling for president and all that. Was it Me Too? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Just letting Doug just like.
I don't fucking know. But anywho, she's working with Apple now. So Apple is one step closer to creating something. You know, I'm really confused with what they're fucking doing. Because it's like they put out all this video content, but they do it over on Apple Music where people are listening to music and not watching videos. So I wish that they would just go ahead and fucking just move forward with their TV service and just call it that and open like Apple TV and finally put it on the TV.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. AT&T has purchased Warner Brothers and Time Warner and all that good stuff for $85.4 billion. The deal went through. And so now AT&T owns Batman. I don't know how I feel about that.
Really weird, yeah.
Well, we'll start seeing them in their advertisements and stuff.
All the Bat gadgets are going to be like fucking Galaxy, like S8s, S8-9s.
Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, I think I also read that they were renaming Time Warner to Warner Media. Was that part of this deal? I feel like it was. I don't fucking remember.
Me neither.
I just remember seeing that. We'll see.
And then after AT&T did this bid, then Comcast went, fuck it, let's go after Fox. And so they put in their bid to buy Fox.
Which is crazy, because, like, you know, Disney's only really doing it because they just want their fucking Marvel shit back. Like, that's really what it comes down to.
Yep.
And also, they want other, obviously, they want the other, they want Avatar, they want stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
Aliens and
Predator.
Yeah. But, you know, they came in with like, what, $65 billion cash because Disney was offering Disney stock. I wouldn't be surprised if Disney comes back with $65 million cash and Disney stock.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they just said, you know what, stop wasting our fucking time. $70 billion, let's do it, let's go. It'll take us a month to get that back from these Disney, from these Fox properties, you know?
I mean, why would you not take Disney? I know you want that cold hard cash because you just want it to be over with, but why would you not take an option in Disney stock? Yeah. Like, oh, I'm going to have stock in Disney, and I'm guessing probably having to do with maybe the rights to some of those films and whatnot, too. Let's see. Oh, God. Avengers just made $1 billion in 2 weeks. I wonder what I'm going to fucking do.
Yeah. I wonder, man, the stock just keeps going up. I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we'll see what Fox wants to do. Because I feel like even if Comcast gets it, Disney's going to be like, cool, can we have our fucking property back? Yeah, I mean, it wasn't ours when we lost it, but can we have it, please?
Yeah.
Here is $65 billion in cash. Just give us our fucking Marvel.
It's all we want. All we
X-Men
want
characters back.
Is X-Men, and we want the Fantastic Four. Give us everything back, please. And also, we'll take Avatar. Thank you. Because we got Avatar at the... There's no way Comcast is going to have Avatar land in Disney, so we, you know, you can't have that. I'm not putting a Comcast logo in Disney, so you can forget that.
True.
This went a whole different direction. That was like a 5-minute improv there, boys.
I'll tell you what. Disney also knows how to fix DC.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. The writers for the Justice... Infinity War had just said, you know what? We know how to fix the DCU, and we're going to use a Justice League quote to do so. And they pretty much said, stop using Batman and Superman. Stop it. Go through your list. You have so many guys to choose from. Bring those no-name characters to the forefront. And their quote was, save one person.
Yeah, that was the quote from Justice League. Yeah.
Just make one film. Make one. Save one person. And that, I mean, fuck, man, that's so truth. Because now they're talking about, there's three fucking Batmans in the works. There's two Joker movies in the works. There's two Harley Quinn movies in the works. Like, fuck, man. Like, come on. There's supposedly a Superman in the works. I don't know. Now there's going to be a young Batman. There's an older Joker. There's a young Joker. There's a side Joker. I don't.
Yeah, wasn't it like Joaquin Phoenix just got like picked up to be one of the Jokers?
That's the rumor.
And that's the one that's supposed to start filming here in the next few months. In fact, their whole quote also goes, and this is, they're on Kevin Smith's podcast, and they said, like, how would you fix the DC universe? And I said, I mean, this is Marcus, what's his name? Christopher Marcus says, I would look at what Marvel did out of necessity. And then that they didn't have their A-list characters. You know, they didn't have the X-Men. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they had Captain America and Hulk, they had and Thor and all that stuff, but you know, they didn't have the X-Men. And it, arguably X-Men is one of the biggest, like, and Spider-Man. X-Men and Spider-Man are two of the biggest, like, pools for Marvel, as far as, like, if you go, hey, what's your favorite X-Men? People are gonna say, maybe not necessarily nowadays, but before, Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man, Wolverine, right? And I mean, we've talked about this before, especially when we talked about the Marvel movies. Like, Iron Man, well, now, like, everyone fucking knows Iron Man. I would say in 2008, when Iron Man came out, there was still probably a very large population in the United States who did not know a whole lot about Iron Man. They mm-hmm. may know him from either his appearances on various cartoons and stuff, and maybe TV shows here and there throughout the years. But, like, you know, I remember being like, an Iron Man movie? Like, seriously, Marvel? That's what you're going to go
with?
Yeah, that's what
everybody said.
And then, you know, and then the Hulk and stuff and all that stuff. But that followed, and some that actually came before. But yeah, it's, while I love Batman movies and I love Batman, and I'm okay with Batman being played by different people, like, because it's just how Batman has been. You know, we've talked about this again with Marvel wanting to switch things up after Phase 4. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, pull someone else. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy was one of the bravest, like, moves after they kind of got the Avengers set up, was making Guardians of the Galaxy. No one fucking knew who Guardians of the Galaxy were. Like, are you kidding me? Like, no one. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like, an Ant-Man, he's known from the Avengers, but, like, that's all I really knew. I knew his name was Hank, or Hank Pym was who I knew. I didn't even know the character that, what's his face plays as, in the Scott Lang. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who that was. Yeah. All I knew, Hank Pym. So, that's what DC needs to do. They need to focus. You know, like, we have Green Arrow right now is very popular because of his CW show.
Mm-hmm.
But if they started off with a movie with Green Arrow, you know, before, who knows what they could have made? Because he's a cool character. They have all these cool characters. I don't know. We got Aquaman's coming out soon, but, like, I don't know. I want to see. I agree. I would love to see. I don't know. I don't know who in the DC universe I would make, though.
I don't know either, but they've got just as many characters as fucking Marvel, so they have a big pool to pull from.
So for sure, but I would, you know, again, you know, kind of go the Justice League and, like, Batman, Superman, Flash, Wonder Woman. I mean, you know, Aquaman. Those are kind of your mainstays,
right? But I mean, how many times can you remake it to where it's like, all right, guys, let's give it a rest for a little bit. Like, fuck, obviously you can't get it right. Let's just calm it down.
That's the thing. I was like, we've had various Batmans over the year. I would say we've had relatively successful Batman.
No, we had, that's 100%. Like, that's the one mainstay that's been great has been the Batman films.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I'm looking at my comics trying to see who out of like DC. I mean, again, Green Arrow is one that comes to mind because he's not one of your A-listers. And the reason why the show's done so well is that it's kind of like Batman Light.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see. Fuck. I don't know, man. There's a lot. I mean, all I can think of is the people who, like, on the DC shows.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's a Shazam movie coming out, so there are some, you know, they are doing that. But the problem, again, is that, like, where does this fall into the DC EU or whatever, the DCU or whatever they're calling it? Like, there's no... I don't know if Shazam falls into any of this. And they can't fucking decide what they're doing with anything. And that's one of the, again, you know, we're going to keep going back to Marvel because they've set up this giant cinematic universe where everything ties into one another. Everyone shows up in everything else, you know, and it's, that's what's making them a fuck ton of money because that's what people want, you know, like.
I think a good example is also Transformers. They've completely wiped the slate clean of Transformers films. Like, they've canceled everything. The only one that is scheduled is Bumblebee, and they approached a new kind of style. We all watched the trailer and was impressed by it.
Yeah.
And they just announced this week, they said that they have no plans on making another Transformer film. And they said the only one that they have in an idea about is if Bumblebee does well, then we may make they said that it's possible that we'll see an Optimus Prime solo film as well. And they'll go from there. But I think that building up those characters and using those characters and not doing such a big, you know, I think the biggest problem with that is like how many Transformers can we fit onto one fucking screen, and it's all just one shitty mess. And so I think refocusing is really what they wanted to do with the Transformers IP. And I think that that's smart. And I think that's exactly what DC needs to do.
Yeah.
So Jordan Peele has been wanting to do. He wants to direct a Gargoyles movie at Disney, but Disney are dragging their feet and they're just kind of like holding on to it and not, they're just like, they're just, I guess they're just sitting on their hands, man. I would love a Gargoyles.
They're tired of making money. That's all.
Like, why wouldn't you greenlit Jordan Peele and Gargoyles? Like, that would be a lot of fun, right?
I'd watch that. I love the original series.
Yeah, I watched that shit all the time in the 90s. Fucking Nintendo.
Doug?
Oh, wait, I said fucking Nintendo.
You did say fucking Nintendo.
Fucking Disney.
This was a hit or miss show for me as a growing up as a kid. I think
you arrived late to the party for it, I think.
No, I was thinking I was old enough. This was in the early 90s and stuff. But the problem is, like, it came out, it was around the same time that I was watching shows like X-Men the Animated Series, Batman the Animated Series, stuff that with characters that I already knew and were established for me. And I remember, like, not being interested in these new characters and this new, like, kind of IP, because it's kind of, I mean, I don't know if these were based on comic book characters, but they weren't as, you know, weren't as well known. And I see it even mentions it's kind of in the stylistic successor to Batman the Animated Series. Like, I don't know, man. Just meh. I don't know. I like Jordan Peele a lot, and obviously Get Out was a great movie, but that was like his first movie. Like, there, I could see them being maybe a little hesitant to being like, well, we know you can do like scary, but can you do serious, funny, like a drama? Not necessarily a dramedy, but, you know, it is like a family. It would be like a family movie, maybe a little more intense than a family movie, but. There's no way they're gonna let this go dark, like super dark.
I don't know, man. If you saw you saw you know Key and Peele, right? And they did the whole Gremlins. Remember that Gremlins pitch? It was very family friendly there.
I don't know. I don't know. And again, it's been so long for Gargoyles. I don't know how.
I don't know if there's a need for it. I don't know if anybody wants it.
Or a want, really? You know, it's like one of those like
hardcore fans would want to see it.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, they could totally bring it back. And maybe it's been long enough that it would, like, have, if it's done well, it would have, like, you know, a good, it could make a lot of money. It could have, like, an appeal to it. But I don't know. And again, I like him, but I'm okay with Disney I'm okay with people not just throwing movies at him when he only, like, one really good. I mean, I don't know if he I know Get Out, I think it was like his first actual
movie. he's working on his second
one. Well, movie. Was it his first movie? Did he direct? He didn't direct Keanu, did he?
No.
Yeah.
No. All right, let's get into some gaming. First, we're going to do a couple reviews because we got sent some codes from some developers. So, Doug, you actually played.
Yeah, Get Out was his first movie. And he has another one called Us. It's in pre-production. It comes out in 2019. But yeah, Get Out. So again, I'm okay with people not just throwing movies at him because I'd hate for him to fail. I'm like,
fuck it.
Not fail. But you know what I mean? Like under-deliver because Disney was too involved.
Yeah. I can see that. Let's talk about Vampire.
Okay.
You played it.
I played a little bit of it. I need to play some more.
Tell us your thoughts.
Okay, so I really like the setting, you know, like the kind of Victorian England around that time. There's a lot of stuff I liked about the game, like the kind of solving, not necessarily crimes or anything, but it kind of had that feel. It reminded me a little bit of the Frogware Sherlock Holmes games. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys remember when I was playing those all the time when they were coming out. I wish they would have announced anyone at E3 this year. But like it had that kind of feel about it too, the way you kind of like are looking around for clues and looking for like kind of hunting down the person that turned you into the vampire is pretty much what I'm going through right now, the very beginning of the game. That stuff is cool. The combat is a little sloppy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer because you're supposed to kind of like be a vampire and kind of fight and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's like, you know, the way you talk to people and interact with individuals and people that, you know, if you do kill somebody, because you can like kill innocent people too and like drain them of their blood. You can like look at their vitals and stuff as well while you're like, you go into like the vampire mode so you can see like how healthy they are and like how much blood points you get off of like draining them. Yeah. And like that, all that's cool. And apparently that affects the game entirely. And then how you decide to level your vampire and stuff as well, it all affects the story and the gameplay and all that. Because they're even like, the more people you kill, you know, the easier the game is. Which is like kind of backwards. If you think, you know, most of the time it's like the more people you kill, the harder it gets.
Yeah.
Because the more OP you get, but it's like, no, the more you kill, the easier this game is. It's like, fuck. Yeah, it was just it felt unfinished. It didn't feel like it fit everything else in the game. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Without you had been like hands on to kind of explain like the why it felt that way. It was just the motions didn't feel fluid. The controls felt mediocre. Like it didn't, and you're doing like these swipe attacks and stuff. And it just, they looked meh. And there wasn't, I don't know. We have those games where you like, you hit somebody and you can like, it feels like you hit somebody, you know,
right,
like, not
right,
necessarily
right.
necessarily the controller, but just the way,
yeah, it feels
the
like
sound, the effects and all that. And it just wasn't there. Okay. Which again, for a game in 2018, it felt like an early access game. And I don't know, I don't think it is. I think it's full release right now, right? It's
yeah,
not it's early
full
access.
Release. Yeah, it's full.
Yeah, it felt like early access in a way where it was just like, you guys spend a lot of time on the world and stuff. You need to clean this up. And then once this is out for full release, it'll be great. And this kind of felt like we focused a lot on this stuff and we kind of just shoehorned this shit in at the end.
Nah,
and it didn't get all the attention that it needed. So it was a little bit of a bummer that way. So I played about 3 hours, 3 or 4 hours, maybe. I'm actually going to open up and look. And, yeah, I need to go back, but it didn't pull me like I needed to go back immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Not even. 75 minutes. So an hour and 15 minutes is all I played.
Mm.
Man, it felt like 4 hours. It's a little slow moving at first, but...
Okay. I played about 4 hours of the next game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Wreckfest, which used to be called Next Car Game, I guess. And okay. This is a really, really fun title.
Is this a racing game? I saw you playing it. I went and looked at it, and I was like, okay, so this looks like fuck Burnout, but like
it's like Burnout mixed with, oh shit, what's that other game where you can launch the player through the windshield and hit the bullseye? Do you remember that one?
Oh, Flat Out.
Yeah, it's kind of like those. I'll tell you what, this game though, Wreckfest, has some of the best car physics, like. Not physics, but destruction models, I would say, right? Like particle. I don't know what the fuck they did to it, but
yeah, I was reading about it. It has unique racing experience. Blah blah blah. There was something. Oh man, They had a very distinct way of phrasing.
Soft molding crash physics.
There it is.
Yeah. It's jaw dropping with how much stuff will go flying off the cars. How much, like, if you tap someone, spin them out, they flip, and you just see, it looks like a fucking movie. It just is amazing. So much shit flying off the car. It's a lot of fun. It doesn't do much in the racing genre. You know, it's no leaps and bounds ahead of anything. The Destruction Derby is fun. The races are fun enough, but they're not. It's not something that you're like, fuck, I need to play this. I need to play it. It is a lot of fun. I played about 4 hours of it, and I got through a couple of the series and stuff like that. There's not a lot to the game. There's some upgrades that you can do. There's new cars that you unlock and things like that. But like you said, in 2018, you're kind of expect more out of a racing game and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Especially when we're looking at games like Forza Horizon, they're really trying to push the genre forward. And even a game like Onrush, where they're really trying to do something new with the genre. So Wreckfest, while it's a lot of fun to play, I don't know if $44.99 is the right price point to get you into this one.
That is a lot of money for this game. I'm watching trailers right now, and I think the new thing that they're bringing here is just this crash physics that maybe they're hoping that someone else will pick up for their racing games. Because, like, could you imagine playing like the next, like, again, Burnout with like your car falling apart like that? That'd be fucking sick.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So it's definitely the crash physics are something out of this world, and it's amazing that they got this technology. It's really a lot of fun to see, but without a lot of meat there, just eating potatoes gets boring after a while. So
yeah, man, you know what you're talking about, people flying through windshields and stuff. It reminds me of was it Dirt Showdown? What was the name of that game that was showed off at E3 this year, that new Dirt game with the motocross? It was Dirt something, right?
Yeah,
that. Look, they're like, in this game, we know we were taking stuff that the fans really enjoy, the crashing, and they just showed like a compilation video.
Trials.
Oh, but Trials is like a side scroller.
Yeah, but the physics for crashing were just so funny.
Yeah.
Was it Dirt Trials or was it Trials? What was it
no,
called?
It was called, the new one is Trials. Let me see.
Trials Fusion?
Trials Rising. That's it. Trials Rising.
Hmm.
Rising?
Yep. I'm looking at it right now, man.
Believe you.
Ubisoft.com.
Ubisoft.
Yeah, that shit looks so fun. We were watching that trailer during E3, and I just remember, I think we're all in the chat, we're just, or at least you and I, Jared, and we're just like laughing our asses off because it was just a compilation of crashes and these dudes on these motorcycles just being thrown into explosives and then just flying off screen.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucking funny. I'm like, I don't care for these motocross like type games, but I was like, fuck yeah, community manager Blakey, I hope you're listening. Can we please? That would be so much fucking fun.
Yeah. Is that out yet or no?
No, it's not out yet. They're doing a beta and stuff like that as well. The other thing I guess I didn't mention for Wreckfest, maybe I'm a little, about it too, because the review copy came with 10 million credits. And so you could just pretty much buy any car that you wanted. So it wasn't much of a challenge for me when you have the...
You didn't have to work for anything.
Yeah, I didn't have to work for anything.
For a review, so that way you could test everything.
So, well, I know how that works, Kev. I'm just saying
Let me review explain this to you.
I'm just saying that could be also my point of view of why I wasn't super excited about it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. We have... also another game called Anti-Gravitator. Gravitator? Nope. Anti-Graviator.
There you go.
There we go.
I was waiting.
This one is very much reminiscent of what's one of those games on the PS1 and 2.
Awesome?
No, not awesome. What were the it looks exactly like this. You don't remember?
It's like a racing game?
Yeah, it's a racing game.
It's like Wipeout.
Wipeout, that's what it is. It's exactly like Wipeout.
Awesome.
But it's not awesome. It's not... I don't know. Maybe you can try it and you could talk to me about it next week. But is when there, I played it, I was like, oh, this is really fucking boring.
You know, it has mixed reviews.
It has mixed reviews?
Does it have Chemical Brothers?
No, it doesn't have Chemical Brothers. The game is beautiful.
Or the Prodigy.
Guess what its Metacritic score is?
50?
69.
Yeah, it is. 69.
Yeah. Nice.
The game is beautiful. The cars are beautiful, but the tracks are not really well done. I don't think they're really sloppy. You crash into the sides a lot. I remember with Wipeout, everything was really a smooth transition, and it seemed like, I don't know, it seemed really well put together. This game just doesn't seem that way. So I didn't have a good time with it. Maybe somebody else will, but how much is it running?
$30 looks like. Yeah. $24.99. Yeah.
I mean, it's just all right, but
it's all right.
I'm just reading some of the reviews, and like one of them has like their list of things they didn't like or whatever, which is, you know, it's a bad review, so they obviously didn't care too much for it. They're like poor track readability, bad driving sensations, overall bad taste in every art aspect. Feels cheap. Damn. Overall, like an unfinished student project.
Fuck. Like, there's reviews, and then there's somebody just out for blood.
Yeah, and then there's like someone's like, Unity is the worst possible engine for a game like this. Performance is just isn't there. I'm reading what this guy's playing on. Yeah, he's got a pretty good rig, and he's saying I'm seeing frame drops at 1440 for no reason.
Yeah. I didn't put too much time into it because I just wasn't having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe there's somebody out there who will, because it has a 69 Metacritic score, so somebody had a good time with it.
Yeah.
We could talk. You want to talk about last week's Brawlhalla event?
Well, we haven't really talked about it on the show before, and this is like my first time playing with a group of people. So we're kicking off our community events, and we had one last Friday night. We played Brawlhalla. There was about 8 of us. Rotating through, there's a couple more people that came and went as the night went on, but we played Brawlhalla, which is like a Smash Brothers knockoff, and it was a fuck ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time playing that night.
It's a fun title for sure. So yeah, and it's free, and for $20 right now you can get the entire character list, right?
Yeah, all the legends and stuff, which you can unlock them, I guess, by playing through the game. I'm not really sure. Yeah, because you get gold and you can buy them in the games. Yeah, you get gold just by playing. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I know, again, Blakey is our community manager, and he's got more stuff planned for this week. I think golf with friends on Friday, and then there's something Wednesday, Fortnite.
Fortnite's going to be Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Yeah, so actually tonight, when you guys are listening to this, tonight, at
9 p.m.
Eastern time. Mm-hmm. I'll get there. 7 p.m. Pacific time. We will be kicking that off. Fortnite, and we have multiple chat rooms, like voice chat. So if you're playing on the Switch, there'll be a room for you guys to talk in there. If you're playing on PC or Xbox or PlayStation 4, you guys will be able to talk there and whatnot. So
it'll be good shit. Come play.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I had a great time on Friday playing with everyone.
I came in kind of late, but I still had fun.
Yeah, but at least we all got to participate. We might not always be there, but there should be always at least one of us there hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, I'll probably... I won't be there tomorrow night for...
Fortnite.
For Fortnite, but...
Yeah, I won't either. Jeremy will, though. Jeremy's like,
Yep.
Probably not.
But but go check him out. Blakey, he's on the Discord. He'll hook you up with some more info.
All that information's over in our Discord, so go check that out.
The World Health Organization suggests that gaming disorder as an official medical condition.
Okay.
Why?
Why?
Addictive behavior is what they're saying, and it's people that just compulsively play video games. It's characterized by a pattern persistent of recurrent gaming behavior, which may be online, offline, and manifested by impaired control over games, loss of frequency, intensity, duration, termination, cut, blah, blah, blah. Which I said, we were talking about this a little bit in our Telegram chat earlier today, and I was like, yeah, it's called like anxiety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People with anxiety tend to watch the same TV shows over and over again, read the same books over and over. You know, they do things that comfort them, mm-hmm. that lower their anxiety. And I could, and that's true about pretty much any what could be considered like addictive behavior in that regard. Yeah. Something that makes them not anxious. Right. And so, playing video games would easily fall into that category.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm binge watching Cheers right now. Like, there's so many other shows I should be watching, like The Punisher and Luke Cage is coming out with season 2 this Friday. And here I am on like season 5, episode 22 of Cheers from like 1986. See, like,
my wife has really bad anxiety, and now, you know, she's pregnant. She's off her anxiety medication because she can't take it. She's pregnant. And so even though she does this pretty much every summer anyways, but like that's all she does is she's watched Gilmore Girls about 4 times through already.
Jesus.
Cause she puts it on and just lets it run all day. She's watched Criminal Minds. She's working through that playthrough again. She just started Arrested Development again. And she's like, we have a library in our house. Like, we have like close to 1,000 books, and she reads like the same 4 books over and over again. And it's just a way of fighting anxiety. But like, again, video games, I could see. I mean, that's why, I mean, I know I like we all go into our offices and shut the door and play video games to unwind. It's just,
it's just
way to de-stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need another thing to gaming disorder. I just don't see the need for it. We already have so many things to have a disorder about.
It just feels like this could be something that could be classified as something else that it probably actually is at the base level, right. Whether it again be addictive behavior or again like just anxiety. Like does it have to be called gaming disorder? Because it's just like that's pigeonholing it when it doesn't necessarily need to be.
Yeah, and you're giving people more excuses. Oh yeah, I just have gaming disorder.
Yeah. Well, I just have to play these video games. The thing is, you can take away the video games, and it doesn't mean I'm just going to find something else and another outlet to put
gambling
into them. Gambling, or again, it could just be as simple as watching the same TV show, reading the same book, reading the same comics. You know, like you said, gambling. It could be drugs. You know, like I'm not saying it is, but it's just addictive behavior. I mean, in my opinion.
I was going to say, how can you be a completionist drug user?
I have to use all the drugs.
I got to OD on each one.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. I just burped into the microphone on accident.
Oh, no. Whoop, show's over.
Gross.
Canceled. Audio Boom's pulling our show right now. They're like, you
gross asses. So EA is standing up for women in Battlefield 5, and I love it. I think it's great. The internet has come after EA for including women in a World War II setting, and the piece of shits on the, you know, they're just, I don't know what to fucking call them anymore, because I'm just so over this shit. But EA has responded and said, if you don't like women in Battlefield 5, don't buy it, because they're staying.
Well, my favorite thing, when that trailer started dropping, were the people, you know, all these like neckbeards coming out of the woodworks to bitch and moan about women in World War II, and then people just responding to them on Twitter and stuff, like, it's like you've never heard of X or whatever, and like an article to these like women freedom fighters in mm-hmm. Poland or some shit, right? Or it's like you've never heard of blank. Again, these women fighters from France. And it's just like, dude, get the fuck out of here that there weren't women involved. Are you kidding me? During World War like one and two, anybody who could hold a goddamn rifle was involved. Are you fucking kidding me?
It says that the development team pushed for this, and Battlefield 5 is about the unseen, the untold, and the unplayed. The common perception is that there were no women in World War II, and there were a ton of women who both fought in World War II and partook in the war. And so I'm excited for it. I want to see a different perspective of the World War II.
Yeah, I think the problem is that there's some people, again, who are like, because America during that time, I mean, it's where Rosie the Riveter comes from, right? It was around that time period where it's like, how can you support our troops? You know, get out there and build some planes.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't send women to the front lines.
Right.
But the fact is because it wasn't on our fucking home turf, you know what I mean? Like, there are people involved in the war on the front lines the front line was their front yard, right? And that's where they were fighting. Mm-hmm. And they were protecting their homes and their families and stuff. Whereas we, while we were involved, had the comfort of being able to send, you know, young men and not have to worry about a bomb blowing up, you know, being dropped from a plane blowing up on your house or your church or, you know, whatever, because that's what was happening in that part of the world. So it's like, it's like they're getting these neckbeards out there who think they know everything that are letting that influence their, and women weren't involved. Jim, American women probably weren't as involved as, say, again, French women, English women, and the like. Like, I mean, agreed. There might have been somewhere. I mean, there's talks about how, like, we use, like, actresses and stuff to be, like, spies and shit, so I don't fucking know.
And that's the thing. Like, people will just sound off before even looking at a fact. They just
hot takes
with Hot Charles.
hot takes with hot Charles. New segment.
Not my 2018. Oh, God. So if you don't know how big Fortnite is, I can tell you that Sony's stock dropped because of Fortnite and not allowing cross-play between the consoles.
Well, not only not allowing it, but locking your account to PlayStation. So,
and locking it to only use for PlayStation.
And that's been going on for a while, because ever since I got the Xbox and started playing that, I couldn't bring my account over. They wanted me to create a whole new account, which I'm not going to buy double the stuff or unlock double the things, you know?
I thought that was just locked for the Switch. I didn't realize that it was locked across everything. Mm-hmm. I thought, like, your... what the fuck is their name of their thing?
PlayStation and PC can play together. That's it.
Well, no. PlayStation, PC, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Xbox can play Switch players and can play PC players. The only people you can't play is PS4. The only people PS4 can play with is the PC. Everyone else is.
That's what I was saying.
So, but yeah, their shares dropped after backlash, and it's crazy. And even Microsoft and Nintendo bosses have weighed in on this whole thing, because Sony released a press statement, which was all just bullshit, and no one bought into it. And this is what happens when you're at the top. When you're at the top, you tend to make stupid fucking decisions just because you're on the top.
Yeah, like sending people to one location to watch the beginning of your press conference and then wasting the fucking 15 minutes of everyone's time while you set up a second location for all those people to fucking go, while everyone online waiting at home watching some fucking stupid shitheads talk about the game that we just watched a 5-minute trailer for.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't even ready for that, it seemed.
They're like, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, dude.
How about that Last of Us trailer? That was brutal. Let's talk about it for 20 minutes.
Amen. Well, there's some statements that came out here. And Phil Spencer says, if you bought your son or your child an Xbox, and I bought my child a PlayStation, and I'm just a parent, it's their birthday or whatever, and the kids want to go play Fortnite, and they all of a sudden want to go home and they can't play with each other, it doesn't feel like it helps the consumers. Because what Sony said in their presser was the fact that, you know, we give players a lot of options to play online with other people. You can play with the PC, iOS, and Android devices. That's pretty much what their presser was about the situation. And while Nintendo and Sony are like, Microsoft and Nintendo are like, it's 2018. Like, we're all for the gamer now. Like, this is how it's supposed to be. You're not limiting someone's purchase of your system by just letting crossplay happen.
It's a sad state of affairs when Nintendo's like, come on, guys, let's come together.
Yeah, right?
We're all for the gamers.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Fuck, it's real crazy. Speaking of PlayStation, their PlayStation Now service is getting a download feature. It looks like it was in a recent beta that got, if you click the download game button, nothing happens, but it looks like something will be coming soon. So look out for that. So at least you don't have to stream the game. You can download it to your console, and that's a great thing. I like
that. Yeah, it's like how, like when Netflix did it with their shows.
And with Microsoft.
How does that work? Like, how do they, you know, I mean, if you cancel your account, but like you never connect that device back up to the internet, but you've downloaded it.
I am sure there's some code in there that says that
if it doesn't connect to the internet within like X amount of time, it just deletes itself.
Yeah, it deletes or it just isn't accessible. So this was fun. So Elder Scrolls 6 is in pre-production. And, you know, because we saw a trailer for it. Well, it was a logo reveal.
Yeah, it wasn't even a logo reveal. I mean, we didn't get Elder Scrolls 6.
That's true. Okay. It didn't even get a name.
What is it about? No, I don't know.
It was a JPEG.
Mountains.
It was a JPEG of some mountains with some text on top. Mm-hmm. They announced it because everybody was clamoring for it, but we learned that it's in pre-production, so we still got like 4 years before that comes out. But the cool thing is that Starfield is in a playable state, which is their new IP, their first IP in like, what, 25 years or some shit? So that's actually really cool. And to hear that it's in a playable state, we actually might play that on this current gen systems.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We ain't playing Elder Scrolls 6 until next gen.
I bet it's Bethesda. My guess is they're going to show it off next E3 and it'll be available next like October.
Mm-hmm. That's a good call.
Yeah. Call of Duty 4. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is in some hot water as well. When they first announced this at E3, when they did their whole press release, I swear to God, and I could be wrong, but they announced that all map packs and DLC is going to be free. Like, they were like, do you remember that, Kev?
I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that. So this is what threw me off about the story, too.
And so they were like, we want everybody to be on the same page from here on out. Well, they announced DLC packs and season. And so instead of letting you buy them separately, now you have to purchase the full season or nothing. And that has gotten a lot of fucking people. And the pass will bring 12 new maps and 5 new zombie experiences and 4 exclusive characters. To the blackout battle royale mode, which is bullshit. I think it's really stupid. I was really excited about picking this one up because I was like, you know what? They're going to do something cool with the battle royale mode. And I think that they're trying new stuff out because it looks like they've added things in from different genres of games. And, you know, I was like, Call of Duty, they'll win my buck. And especially because they were like, they're not going to be greedy. They're not going to charge for the DLC. So everyone can have the maps. This right here, just like, bad taste. Don't want it. Don't care now. Fucking care.
It's fair. Like, there's the one part of me that's like, that's okay with the deals, like it all being together. Like, you just buy like the season pass and you get all the DLC. Because I feel like, you know, like other people used to do stuff similar to that where it'd be like, I mean, it would be the season pass, but you couldn't buy the things in. I don't know. I feel like I remember.
There's a ton of games out there that you can only purchase.
Like, I'm okay with that. But yeah, the fact that they announced that it wouldn't be, or anything new would be free, or any DLC would be free, and then not making it free. Because, like, we didn't spend a whole lot of time in Battlefront 2, but, like, all that shit's free. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there was, you didn't, you know.
Because everything is now. I mean, yeah, they
definitely got their asses handed to them over the loot box system. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, even before that, they didn't have any plans to charge you for any of the DLC, so.
And that's the way games are going nowadays, is like all DLC is included because it's now turning into a games as a service instead of trying to make money off of DLC. It's more like, hey, we're going to keep this game going as long as possible and we'll sell you in-game items, you know, for purchase. And that's how we're evolving in this genre. So it seems it's strange that Activision is still on this fucking DLC kick when it seems to be going away slowly but surely. So, Valve is getting a Discord-like chat overhaul for Steam, and it's currently in open beta, so if you want to test it out. I tested it out a little bit, and I instantly almost deleted it. I was like, nope, not, don't like it at all. It is like Discord in a way. It also ate up way too many resources for me, so I was like, this is not what I want. I did not want this. So I just said, forget it. And I don't know, Kev, are you still running on it?
I am, but I mean, I don't really use it. I see it pop up every once in a while. I just don't really talk to people much on Steam. It just looks bubblier, you know, just like the chat is more prominent in this version. Other than that, all the other menus are the same.
Sorry, he's distracted. He got a really funny tweet. I see it. So our good friend Alexander Wolfgang recently bought a new vehicle, and we Kev started it by saying he should get an FJ Cruiser. Jared chimed in with something about the amount of VHS tapes that will fit in it, and he responded with a picture of all these VHS tapes in his front seat.
He goes, it's a good start.
Yeah, but not limited to 24,000 VHS tapes. Let's see your Jeep do that. And he's got, let's look at the Back to the Future, a trilogy, Johnny Tsunami, Empire, the Star Wars trilogy, the Indiana Jones trilogy, and looks like Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And some other stuff. Yeah. So that's a good joke. That's a funny joke. I tweeted at him too earlier today that said that the FJ Cruiser could fit all of the Beach Boys in their surfboards inside. So
I just saw it. See,
that's funny. That people are like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Nothing. We just love the FJ Cruiser. So
yeah. Dude, totally. If we can get sponsored by Toyota, we'd fucking take it in a heartbeat.
I know that Toyota's discontinuing the FJ Cruiser, but we're campaigning for them to keep it.
Yeah, to bring it back. Ed was telling me he saw three on Saturday, and he was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, he was messaging me. He was like, man, you are getting visits from the FJ gods today.
I don't think I've seen one since.
Oh, is it gone? Oh, yeah, it's been discontinued. 2014 was the last model.
No. Rest in peace. I'm holding F right now and paying respects.
Man. And now they're just like, hey, instead, get a 4Runner. They know the 4Runner doesn't even fucking compare to an FJ Cruiser, and they know that.
Nothing compares to the FJ Cruiser.
Nothing.
FJ Cruiser would be the 8Runner of the 4Runners.
With its 8-wheel drive.
Proven. 100% proven.
Yep. You don't see them, but it's definitely there.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's the show. I hope that everybody enjoyed it, and we'll be back live next week to make this a little more, man, it just felt off because we've been doing live shows for so long now that it just like that crowd interaction. And I think it gives you a little more energy too, you know, a little pep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like watching Cheers without the laugh track.
I wouldn't know.
You've never watched Cheers?
I watched it when I was a little younger, like 10 to 12, maybe, when my parent would watch it.
Man. Sometimes you want to go, man.
All right. Well, that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, love, hugs, and all that bullshit.